That's how Matt, all he wanted to ask about was Mallory, just one horse heading towards a golden slipper.
Thinking about his pocket again. Bulging pocket it was too.
How would you be if you had a horse that was favourite for an Australian Guineas, second favourite for Australian Guineas, hasn't followed as a dissimilar form line to Maldestro, coming through a Dunkeld maiden and then getting to a Group 1 on Australian Guineas Day? I ask you because we're joined by Nathan Bennett from Bennett Racing. Nath, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, gents. How's all going?
Very well. How's the nerves?
Getting there now. Yeah, like sitting in here, it's looking out at the headquarters here, and it's starting to get quite nervous now.
The 14th of November wasn't that long ago. It was only a few weeks ago. It was sort of the start of summer, and, you know, it's not that far in the rearview mirror, but you're at Dunkeld, and now you're at Flemington for a Guineas. It's a lot can happen in racing in a short period of time.
It can, Matty. Yeah, she's done super, this girl, and Leon Corston's has just done a terrific job with her just to get her to relax, and it's just been fantastic. It'd be a good story for Dunkeld Racing Club too.
Do you remember, it was $4, do you remember the sense of anticipation in the stable about Zoo Dancer at the time? It sounds like, listening to Troy and Leon, that there wasn't a lot of expectation of her ability at about that time, really.
We knew she had ability. We just wanted to see her settle and really do it right, because she wanted to sort of charge a bit. And on that day, it was actually interesting, because about 800 out, she was off the bit, she'd settled, and we thought, oh, she's in trouble here. Then she just picked it up, and once Lockie turned around the bend and she levelled up, she just put him away like a good horse does. And
Lockie King riding at Dunkeld too, given what happened with him in the spring
We had a chat to Lockie after that, because we'd talked about winning the Derby and then the amount of jockeys that have won a Derby and then would ride at Dunkeld, but we might have to make the same references. If Zoo Dancer comes out and wins the Group 1 today, we might have to make the same references.
All the champion emerging fillies might start off at Dunkeld in the future and then work their way to the Guineas. But it has been a short period and a dramatic turnaround. Are you a bit dizzy with how it's all happened?
I suppose you are a little bit, but I suppose we try and give our horses time and really ease them into it and make sure they're ready. So if we think they're not, we just stop and put them in the paddock and let them digest it all. We knew once we won that race, Lockie said she's Metro stakes class minimum. So he knew straight away, he got a good feel from her, which is always good feedback from the jockeys when you get that. And then Craig Williams rode her at Moonee Valley. She drew a bad barrier, but she sustained a run for about 900 metres once he had to take off and have a crack. And not many horses can sustain a run for that long, and she's only ended up 1.1 lengths off from that night, trapped wide. The winners were all on the rails. So Craig said, look, you've got a pretty nice filly on your hands here. So we sort of backed off a touch, took her to 1,400 at Flemington, and we seen what she did there, and then come out in the Vanity and done that as well. So
I know everyone's attributing everything to Jamie Carr, even, you know, curing world hunger is because of Jamie Carr's presence on the planet. But how much of an influence was she last start, and how much does it give you confidence that Supergirl's riding your horse again today?
It gives you a lot of confidence, when she turns around and jumps off and says, if you go to the Guineas, I'm riding her.
Mm. Were you going to the Guineas at that stage?
Well, Troy and I and Leon spoke straight after it, and we sort of thought, if she pulls up well, we've certainly got to think about it.
Did you think there was a chink in the Colts and Geldings? Was that one of the motivations, is it wasn't a cracking year for Colts and Geldings?
I wouldn't say that, because I think they're all good horses in those races, and I'll never sort of take down someone else's horse. And I think
leave that up to the media guys.
Yeah, correct. So I think they're all really nice Colts in the race, and she's going to have to be at her top to beat them. But we think she's pretty handy. Like, she's doing some things that I haven't seen a lot of fillies do. And once a filly or a mare is in a good place, like she is, and her work Tuesday morning was just outstanding. Leon and I spoke straight after it, and we were like, that's some of the best work we've seen. So the way she's in such a good place, I think if Jamie can give her a good ride, she gets them to relax so well. Look, at the 200, I think we'll be in the race, to be honest.
How much did she cost?
150.
Yep, and how many owners have you got in it?
I think so. Brian Martin's actually in it. He's got his syndicate in, and I think there's about 80 in his syndicate. So
there's a
fair few in that syndicate. And then in the Bennett Racing syndicates, I would say there'd be probably another 40. So maybe 120 owners, possibly.
And where did Bennett Racing come from? I know you've had a long-held passion in racing and you're an astute form judge, but where did the drive to start a syndication business come from?
I went in a few horses back when I turned 18. I started buying into them and went in a few syndicates, and I just thought there was a few little things that weren't done right. So I eventually took the plunge and thought, I can do it myself. I'll have a crack at it and sort of give the owners what they require, and sort of it's built from there.
What is the secret these days? Because Terry Henderson from ATI was telling me that through COVID, interest went up in syndication business and so on. And Sam Lyons with Grand Syndicates is very imaginative and creative and engaging with his clients to try and get a bit of an edge. What's the secret to what you do?
Yeah, COVID certainly did. It went off big time. I think it's because a lot of people were at home watching the races on Saturdays rather than being out and about. So it was huge for the racing industry. But I suppose our difference, I think, is we're all about the horse and the owner. So if the horse isn't ready, I don't want to push them as early 2-year-olds and not have them as a 3-year-old. I'd rather give the horse a bit longer and have it as a 3-year-old rather than a retired 3-year-old. So I'm big on that, protecting the horse and the owner's interest in their actual their share that they've purchased. So I think that's a big one. And then the communication, we just try and it's just open slather. They get the vet reports, they get the lot. So there's nothing sort of hidden.
We've seen a lot more of the Bennett Racing colours. How many horses have you actually got now?
So we're up to 32 now, Michael. Yeah.
Is there a price range? You know, like, do you hunt in a certain area at the sales? Or
don't like going over 150. So yeah, we try and keep it under 150,000, and yeah, it just gets a bit too hard for everyday people to purchase a share otherwise.
Mm. Well, there'll be a few more purchases, I'd imagine, in the next few days. You might have a bigger bank balance if you win the Guineas today, heading out to the Premier. You got your eye on a few more?
Yeah, we have, mate. We've got a shortlist down to, I think, 69, roughly. So, we've got our eye on them out there, but we won't change the plan. We're not going to spend overs again. Like, we're not going to start doing that. We'll stick to the plan and stay around that 150 mark and or below, hopefully. And, not going to change anything.
What's your Group 1 history like? And She Shall Fly, she's yours. She's been a bit stiff. I mean, she was probably stiff not to have won a good group race during the spring, but what other horses, just to remind some of our listeners, and us for that matter, either in Group 1 or even potential Group 1s?
Yeah, so we've got the Astrologist as well. We think he's a potential Group 1 horse. He nearly won a stakes race here on Cup Day down the straight. He just got pipped by a pretty handy horse in Exhilarates. So, yeah, he's a pretty handy type. We've given him all the time as well. I've also got a mare called Calcani Royale. She's a very nice horse. Hot in Paris, who ran the other night, she was pretty stiff not to win at Sandown. She just got held up. We believe she's stakes level as well. Also got the likes of Defiant Diva, who runs today at the Gold Coast. We also believe she's quite handy.
What race was that in the Gold Coast again?
I think it's last. The Desperates have it.
Don't you talk? You've had 1,000 bets that you can't even remember.
Yeah,
overnight.
But I was inebriated.
So Sunshine Coast?
Gold Coast.
Oh, mate. Gold Coast.
Yeah, Gold Coast.
I'm just trying to find this for the listeners. What race?
She's race 8, I think it is.
Race 8, is it? And you think she's a good thing today?
We like her chances. Yeah, she's a nice filly moving forward.
Race 9. $2.60.
Race 9, number 12, yeah.
Hey, there's a little area of this racetrack that's reopening today. How big's that for you and your clients to get close to the horses in the mounting yard today?
Yeah, it'd be good. Just to try and get everyone back. And it's obviously exciting for everyone. And, yeah, it'd be a big part of it. And, yeah, we've sort of missed a fair bit of our success we've had over the last 6 months. And it's sort of been hard. But, I mean, I wouldn't have been able to be here anyway.
You broke your leg. A Geelong supporter. What happened after the grand final?
I just actually slipped, mate, and yeah, leg got stuck against my left leg, and my mate's weight pushed against it.
Is this late in the day on grand final day after
It was late in the day, yeah.
Commis, yes, exactly.
Wasn't a great night, and we'll put that one behind us. Hopefully this grand final day today is better.
Absolutely. Where do you want to see her in the run?
I'll just leave it up to Jamie, mate. She knows the horse well. If she can sit one out, one back, that would be perfect. But if she sits outside the leader, so be it, because, she's got this competitiveness to her. If she sees a horse in front of her, she wants it. Like Niall said the other night, or the other morning, there was another horse doing when he was doing the track gallop, and it was going slow, and she spotted it, and he said she just wanted to go and go and catch it. So if there's something in front of her, that would be probably good because she's going to want to chase it. So, yeah, it'd be exciting.
It's good that there's always a hero behind the scenes, and Niall Phillips is part of this, isn't he? Because yeah. he trained Costa in the Glen. He was a really good trainer, an Irishman, and then he basically just through not being able to make it work financially, he had to slip sideways, and he's part of a cog in the wheel here, isn't he?
Yeah, big part of it, mate. Yeah, he is. He gives good feedback as well, and yeah, there's a few people like Lockie King as well, and yeah, so it's even Craig Williams, Johnny Allen, they're all sort of been part of it. They've given us good feedback on her, and yeah, hopefully it's a girls' day out. Well, the filly and the lady on board.
One female jockey, one filly in the race.
That's it. Mm. Could be a massive, massive day for yourself and the team. $1 million Group 1, the number one three-year-old mile race during the Autumn Carnival. For those who are listening at home going, gee, I wouldn't mind getting involved in this, what's the best way to get involved?
Best way to get involved, mate, is anyone can call me on my number. I might let them mention my number.
Of course, yeah. Go for it.
It's up to, if you want to take the risk.
Yeah, I don't mind people contacting me direct or sending me a text. My number's 0418483046, or otherwise, just jump on our website, which is www.bennettracing.com.au, and yeah, they can flick an email through there, and yeah, we always try and get back to them as soon as we can. So,
and you could have a share in a horse for what, as little as what, 5,000?
At the minute, we actually don't have anything available because they've sold out pretty quick. But yeah,
you will in a few days.
Yeah,
after
yeah,
the sales,
correct, mate. So, and we've got a fair list of people wanting to get in again. So, yeah, about 5,000 can get you in, like probably even under sometimes. Yep. So
you're going to have to buy a Zoo Star filly because that'll be the easiest thing in the world to syndicate if a Zoo Dancer wins today.
Yeah, it will be, mate, yeah. We've got a couple of them on our list, so, yeah, we like the Zoo Stars.
Well, Nath, best of luck. It would be a fairy tale story if Zoo Dancer, the only filly, and Jamie Carr could win the guineas today. And we'll look forward to all your owners going nuts out here today as well.
Yeah. No, cheers, guys. Thank you.
Go on, you, Nath.
Nathan Bennett from Bennett Racing.